For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Quick Tvar Lach, I knew that was going to take a little bit longer, so I prefer something very short. We spoke about Muktzah last week. I wanted to tie up one last issue, which we touched on, and just to finish, and that is the Shabbos candles. Last week, we spoke about the concept that Shabbos candles, which were not lit before Shabbos. They were not lit, they were just out. They were klishim malach tol iser, and therefore, if you needed it space, you can move them, because they were never lit, and they're just like a pair of scissors or a hammer. But we didn't really touch on, what about the average, normal case, which is you did light your Shabbos candles before Shabbos started, and now they're muksa, but they're a different kind of muksa, because the flame is intrinsically muksa, and so the candelabra, which is now the base, or the basis of your flame, becomes muksa, and that's a stronger level muksa, you can't move it, even if you need its place. So the question becomes, is there anything to do about that? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case of putting a piece of challah on top of the candelabra, because there's a halacha that if you have a base, and the base is a base for something muksa, let's say I would have a very expensive camera, which is muksa, on my table. So my table is now supporting my very expensive camera. So since I can't move my camera, I can't move my table either, because the table is the base. I can't even just take the whole table away, because the table is the source of support for the muksa. But what if the table is a support for two things? It's a support for my camera, and it's also support for a very expensive piece of jewelry that I have. So what's the status of the table? Is it considered a support for the muksa, and the table's muksa to move? Or is it considered a support for that which is mutter to be able to be moved? Depends which one's more valuable, which one's more chashuv, which one takes precedence. So if your jewelry is far more expensive than your camera, let's say it was a pen and a piece of jewelry, so clearly the jewelry is more valuable than the pen. So the table is considered a base for the jewelry, and you can move the whole table with the pen or other muksa items on it. So the Mechaber speaks about, well, what about your candelabra? Can you put a piece of challah on your leichter to be able to move it? Now he's talking about literally putting it on it. And if you have those, you have, like, let's say, six arms, and you light six candles, so leaving one unlit and actually putting the challah on top of the arm, so that now the lachter is a base not just for the flame but also for my challah, which I need for my Shabbos the next day. Can I then move my entire candelabra because of the challah, or if I put a ring there or jewelry? So the Mechaber says absolutely not, because since the candelabra is made to be a candelabra, it is a base for the flame, and you can't make it anything else. It's what it is. It's a candelabra. It's a lachter. The lachter is there for that. You can't put a piece of challah on it and say it's a base for challah. No, it's a base for flames. It's defined. What about a table? I put my lachter on a table. Oh, we're getting out there. That's really the question. I put my lachter on the table. I have a fold away, 6 foot white, one of the 4 footer tables, and I want to. And the next day, I know that I need to move it tomorrow. So I put my lachter down on it, and I put a mechala for shalosh shudas down on it also, or some jewelry, or a sitter, or a bencher. Now the candles go out the next morning. Can I move the whole table? So there, the lach is clear that I can, because the table is made for multi purposes, and here it's serving two. It's holding my candles, and it's also holding my bencher, sitter, chumash, jewelry, whatever it may be. So when the candles go out, I'm allowed to move the table. Those are the two bookends of that which is clear. Putting the challah on the candelabra itself is not going to help you, because the candelabra is a base for the flame, and that's its primary identity. That's what it was made for. Can't change its status. You'll never be able to move the candelabra itself just by picking it up and moving it, even after the flame goes out, by putting a piece of challah on it or anything else. The table, if you put the challah, jewelry, bencher on the table together with your candlesticks, once the candles go out, you can move the entire table, because the table is the base for the more chashuv item, which is what you need for your Shabbos meal or your jewelry. The question, which is most relevant, is what about the base of your candelabra? A candelabra sits on a base, and you want to be able to move it for whatever reason. Can I put challah, jewelry, benchers, sitter, chumashim on the base before Shabbos, so that now when the candles go out, I should be able to move the base with the candelabra on it? That's the question. Which category do we put it in? Is it like the candelabra itself, which you can't change its status? It just is a base for the flame. Or is it like the table, which has multiple purposes, and if you want to put a bencher on it, now the table's holding the bencher, and that's its that could be its more primary purpose. So this basically comes down to, well, what's your tray? What is it? If your tray is a tray for your candelabra, and that's what it was made for, and you never, ever use it for anything else, so then if it was bought together, if it's a set, that's what it was made for, that's what it's used as, well, then it's like a candelabra. It's all part of the candelabra, and you would not be able to put jewelry, challah, other stuff on the tray with the intention of, once the flame goes out, being able to move it, because the tray would have the same status as the candelabra itself. If your tray was not purchased as a set, or it was, but you use it, I don't know how to define regularly, if it means like once a month, once a year, once a lifetime, but it's somehow used for something other than just to hold your candelabra. So then, if you had a desire to be able to move your lechter, and you put you put something on it, a sitter, chumash, bencher, challah, before Shabbos started, then when it goes out, you would indeed be able to move it. But it really is going to depend on your tray. Your tray is your tray. If it's a designated tray that's only used to hold your candelabra, and that's what it was made for, and that's how you use it, then it's like a candelabra, and you can't change its status from being a support for something muksa. If it has multiple uses, then it becomes like a table, and you can use it in multiple ways by putting other things on it to be able to use it. Another thing I'm not clear about, and I haven't gotten an answer yet exactly, is how often do you have to use it to really make? Is it just, can you just go home today, use it once, and then it's forever done, or does it need to be, you actually use it for things? Which, my experience, which is really just my mother and my wife, I've never seen them use it for anything other than for the candelabra. That's what it is. It's a lachter tray, and they've never served soup on it. They've never brought it into the kitchen. It's never left the lachter. That's what it is. So then putting a piece of challah is really not going to help. But if you have the kind of tray where even sukkah's time, you would use it as a tray to get out to your sukkah, then you could change its status. So it really is just going to depend on, you know, the lachter parameters are clear. The question is just in reality, what in front of us, what is it? How do you use a tray? And one other point, whenever we do this, everything depends on what was there when Shabbos started. So at the moment that Shabbos starts, that's when we look at it and we say, what was it? Was the challah on it or not? So if you, when you're lighting, you're taking in Shabbos at the moment that you're lighting, so then the challah had better be there before you light. Because once you light, then it's Shabbos and then it's ready.
How long does it have to stay there?
Well, it's really Bein HaShemashos. Unless it starts at Bein HaShemashos, it might actually have to Bein HaShemashos. It has to stay there until you move it. And once the challah gets taken off, then the only reason why you're allowed to move it is because it's serving as a support for something which is movable. As soon as that item gets removed, then it's only a support for something muksa. And it could be, you can make something muksa on Shabbos. You can't make something non-muksa on Shabbos. So once it starts muksa, it's going to remain muksa. But if it started okay, but then you removed the thing which made it okay, then it just becomes a support for something muksa, and you wouldn't be able to move it. So that's the status with your tray. So depending on how you use your tray, will allow or not allow you to use it as an option to be able to move it by putting something on it before Shabbos. But you always could put it on a table. That for sure would work. I mean, if you have a small fold-up table and you want to put your tray with your candles on it and a bench or sit or chumash on the table together with it, the table would have the status of something which is movable, and you could pick up the whole table after the candles go out and move that. Let's say, you know, you needed whatever reason, you needed more space in your dining room, you didn't want to light where you normally light because it's going to be in the way, but your tray is a designated tray, it's not going to work, so you can take the whole, you could set up just for Friday night a small table, put your candles on that table, put a challah or a ring or a bencher on that table, a sitter before Shabbos, and then after the candles go out, Shabbos morning, you can move the whole table with everything on it, that you can then move away, if that would work. The tray itself, which is the easiest method, would depend on how you use your tray. Okay, questions?
So it doesn't matter, like, if a tray, like, let's say you got it as a gift, and it's supposed to be like a serving tray, but you just happen to put it somewhere where you also happen to light your candles on top of it.
Right, so that would be fine. That would be, in other words, that's a situation in which that's a serving tray. A serving tray has many purposes.
Even though you've never used it,
but that still would be that is a serving. Now, that would be analogous to having a table that you keep your, you know, this is where I keep my lachter. But it's a table. It's not a base for a flame. It is a table. So that was a serving tray. You're deciding to use it that way. That is I'm talking about, like, what I have in my home right now is the candelabra tray. That's how it was made. It's the same design as the candelabra. It's the same type of... It is. Look at it. It's clearly was made for that. And that's the only way we've ever used it. If you happen to have taken a serving tray, then it's a serving tray. And you can use it in multiple ways.
So that you could...
That you should be able to... Yeah, that you'd be able to move. It's really the ones that are much more difficult are the ones that are sold as part of a set that you have much more of an issue with. Then you have to, like, use it in some other way.
But can you start, you know, after 10 years of it being designated for your candles, can you suddenly be like, you know what, I'm going to serve soup on this as
right, that's, an only, that's the only question that I have, I'm not sure of. Do you have to do that once? Do you have to do it like once a month? Like how? What makes it a new use? So I don't know if it's like I tell you, if you do it once a month, then for sure it's a tray using it for other things. If you feel like you're in a situation where you regularly need to move your lachta from where you light it, and you want it, so then yeah, I would tell you to use it, you know, once a month, use it for something. It's a little bit more tricky, but when the postmen speak about it, it's always discussed as if it's a tray, then it's a tray. If it's a lachta, that's what it is. But if it's big enough to be used, then you use it. It's great. So it just comes into the matzias of like how do we do things? So again, the two homes I've been in, I've never ever seen the trays. They were clearly made and sold as part of the set, and they were never used for anything but that. But that's my home. But clearly, you know, you can buy a serving tray and use that. A totally different story. Or you can make your tray into a serving tray, and that's also fine. I just don't know if that means, again, once a week, once a month, once a lifetime. That's what I'm not sure about. I'm trying to look into that. All right. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.